I'm Cyndi Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for TB. Serious allergic reactions, severe skin reactions that look like eczema, and an increased risk of infections, some fatal, have occurred. Cosentyx may lower ability to fight infections, so tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if IBD symptoms develop or worsen. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's Monday, February 3rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Louisiana's Secretary of State has choice words for colleagues about managed services providers, and new data about the cloud platforms, particularly in the SMB space. This is the Business of Tech. On Friday, Louisiana's Secretary of State had choice words for managed services providers, criticizing the sector with some blunt statements. Firewalls and system patches and antivirus, what used to be sufficient for MSPs, they are no longer, Kyle Ardoin said at a meeting of the National Associations of Secretaries of State. As attacks grow more sophisticated, many MSPs have not been upfront with their clients about the need to invest more in security. This leads to serious problems for their clients and the MSPs themselves. This came during a presentation where Ardoin outlined how his office reacted to other parts of the state's public sector being compromised in an attack against an MSP, where several school districts were locked out and the governor declared a statewide emergency. The secretary specifically noted that many of the individual parishes he works with are struggling to keep up, and he specifically cited MSPs as the reason. He continued that many providers use web-based remote monitoring and management software, but they do not use critical security measures like multi-factor authentication. Quote, "If MSPs aren't protecting themselves, how can they protect their clients?" he said. So why do we care? It should be obvious. This is a devastating rebuff of the sector and pretty justified. Here's an official who's had to clean up a number of incidents, so it shouldn't be any level of surprise that he's annoyed by it. And he's right. Let's break this down. Several MSP vendors are just now making multi-factor authentication mandatory on their products. At first glance, it's to support these MSPs. Another interpretation? They're covering their own liability because there's too much exposure for the inevitable time when another MSP is going to be broken into and it will be their customer, and they'll get swept up in the blame. I wouldn't call this leading edge in any way. It's a smart move, but let's call it what it is. CYA. Here's some free product management advice to those companies. Where's the physical security key option, like a YubiKey? And MSPs, who are the IT support for companies, are running their businesses without the required level of security. I've seen too many complaints from providers online about the complexity of security and not enough absolute paranoia. This will separate the wheat from the chaff for sure, but it's bad for the industry in general to have this kind of exposure. That's not to say it isn't justified. Some new market data out now from TechIsle, so here are some highlights. Hybrid cloud accounts for 37% of usage in mid-market businesses today, up from 28% from 2018, and is expected to capture a lot higher proportion of new spending in the next year. From the data, quote, corresponding TechIsle survey with partners delivering cloud solutions to SMBs and mid-market customers reveals that Azure Stack is the most popular platform because of Microsoft's proactive engagement, powerful and extensive Microsoft ecosystem, as well as deep product portfolio. Google Anthos and AWS Outposts are picking up pace. Interesting trend is being seen from AWS partners who are beginning to use Google Anthos instead of AWS Outposts. These partners are not only working with AWS native solutions, but offering cloud solutions which are based around other cloud platforms like GCP, Oracle, or Microsoft. Some of these partners prefer to use Anthos because they find it to be more of an open technology and can be easily implemented across other environments. End quote. Additionally, data shows that Microsoft Azure is the clear leader for hybrid cloud deployments in not only small businesses, but across the SMB segment. The channel partners are using Azure tools to deliver many business outcomes for SMB customers. Some of the targeted successes are increasing productivity, lowering cost of operations, reducing risks, managing compliance needs, and augmenting scalability. Link to the full data in the show notes. So why do we care? It's not surprising to see Microsoft leading among partners, as they are very much more partner-friendly than Amazon or Google, particularly for those servicing the SMB segment. The answers look different the larger the customer or the partner. Microsoft saw a big surge in their earnings from last week, which I talked about on Thursday, and when I talk about the cloud getting bigger, it's partly driven by the opportunity here. I maintain there's great opportunity with Microsoft. Their partner-friendly approach keeps the other two at bay in the SMB segment. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode is brought to you by our YouTube channel. With a link in the show notes and at mspradio.com, you can subscribe and get video versions of stories and access to our live streams, as well as episodes of the podcast if you want to share it right away with a colleague. Makes the content even easier to share with someone you think needs to know about a particular story or angle. Thanks for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.